For this journey, I only want you to look at your own fears, if you can. Try to, as you go through your days, try to observe your own thoughts when you can, because when you become more aware of your own fear about anything, it can come into your thinking at any time, you will see how it restricts and blocks your thinking, your opportunities, your decision to act or not act sometimes. So try to observe whenever you have fear within yourself, because when you are aware of your own fear and your own vulnerability at times, you will instantly understand and recognize it in other people, and you can more easily be strong for them or give them your strength and positivity. And behind every act of hatred or vengeance, there is always a fear. So once we start to see this, it becomes possible not to judge, not to instantly see everything as black or white, good or bad, right or wrong, but we can understand better the thinking that has led to the action, the darker action. And it's quite liberating for yourself when you start to observe the ways in which we restrict and limit our own selves, when we see the effect of fear on our thinking. Fears, everyday fears, usually turn into worries and anxieties. But if we catch ourselves doing that, we can stop it. We can cancel the thought, begin again with a more open mind. And this should help. So just for now, think, reflect a little on any fears that you, common fears that you may experience. It may be to do with your own self, your own well-being, your own health, your future. It could be your children or people that you know. Reflect on your own fears for a few moments now and see if you can see any, have any inspiration about that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.